State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my book, Checking In. Happy birthday to you. Y'all, that is what we are going to be discussing on this week's episode of Checking In. Plus, I'm going to be answering some of your questions. Stay tuned. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Checking In. I hope y'all have been enjoying season two so far. It has been a joy talking with everybody that I've gotten to have conversations with this season. And I'm so thankful to you guys, the listeners, for downloading my podcast. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So y'all know that means a lot to me. And so I've been on a public speaking circuit. I've been very busy this month of May, which is amazing. I could talk about the topic of mental health. I can share my story every single day. May 18th was Mental Health Action Day. And so I got a chance to share my story at the One Conference in Greenville, South Carolina. But today is amazing. You know why? Because by the time you listen to this, we'll mark the 1 year anniversary of my first personally authored book, Checking In, along with Holly Crawshaw. Yes, I know I've had books in the past with Destiny's Child, but this is my first book as Michelle Williams, along with my girl, Holly Crawshaw, who brought all my journaling and voice notes to life. And I'll never forget when we were in this cabin in North Georgia. She said, "Girl, you got a book," when she saw everything that was put together. So I'm so thankful that she made it all make sense. Anywho, so yes, this marks the 1 year anniversary of Checking In. You guys made it to be a success. So I'm thankful to you guys for purchasing Checking In. And I'll never forget when I was doing promo for it, how many tears were shed and all the interviews that I got to be able to do, and how amazing that 22 years later, I still get to do what I love, but in different ways, but I still get to touch some of the same people who's been rocking with me the past 22 years, and you know exactly who you are. So on Twitter, I posted something and I said, I'd love to answer a few questions that you have on the topic of mental health. And I'm going to answer a few of those questions. And then I want to get into parts of my book, Checking In. Some of y'all didn't know that the Target edition, the book that is sold at Target, actually had a journal in the back of it. And there's a piece of that that I want to get into on this episode. Okay, so bear with me. You know, the past year, I've done a lot of things. I starred in my first movie called Wrath that came out April 16th of this year. I was on The Masked Singer in London. I was asked to do another version of The Masked Singer somewhere else, but I was like, I think I've done enough mass singering. So, but I it's blessed to still be asked to be on shows at this point in my career where I can just have fun. I don't care what it looks like. People are probably like, why are you doing this in your stage of your career? Because there was a part of my career where I couldn't do the things that brought me joy, the things where I can just do it because I want to have fun. You know what I mean? And so I want to get into a question from Twitter. Some folks tweeted in. One of the questions said, what keeps you grounded and what brings you peace? Someone named Jay, who goes by the name of Boycott B, which I know that that don't actually mean Boycott B. Yeah, because I remember there was like a t-shirt or something about that, but I think that was satire or being sarcastic. I even think Beyonce was selling those on tour or on her merch, I believe. So let me go answer the question. What keeps you grounded and what brings you peace? Man, I would say, well, first of all, I love that I was born and raised in the Midwest. I was telling someone that I think some of the coolest, most humble people come from the Midwest, especially those who go on to go into the world of sports and entertainment. Don't attack me. This is just how I feel. What keeps me grounded? I think knowing that I'm doing my best. I'm doing all that I know to do. God is in control. That is what gives me peace. That I'm trying to love the best that I can, live the best that I can, treat people right. So I really think that's what keeps me grounded and brings me peace. I would say my one cup of coffee a day and a dropper full of CBD oil at night. It's something amazing about good old CBD oil, the one that has zero THC in it, okay? For me, CBD oil works just fine for me. Chris Perna, he goes by Chris Perna Drums. What was so cool, this young man, he sent me a post and a video of myself, Beyonce, and Kelly. We were on TRL, and it was the moment where we were tipping right on in to Lose My Breath. And he was one of the drummers on that episode. He was one of the musicians that played the drums for us. So he asked me a question. He said, how do you cope with the stress and anxiety of feeling overwhelmed or behind schedule and just can't get motivated? So it's kind of a two-part question. How do you best cope with the stress and anxiety of feeling overwhelmed? To cope with that, you have to take a deep breath. Number two, you have to know you can't get everything done in one day. Now, if you've overcommitted yourself and you've said yes to things when you wanted to say no, that can make you feel overwhelmed because some of us are people pleasers and we want to please everybody and we say yes to things that we kind of want to say no to, or you probably don't want to say no, but you probably should say, can you get back to me, or I'd like to do this for you, but at another time. You know what I mean? So I would say that's how you best cope with the stress and anxiety of feeling overwhelmed is don't take too much on. I have loved the word no or not right now. Okay, that's a boundary that I have set and people will adjust to those boundaries. And those who do not, to me, they're not considered what I call safe people. Matter of fact, there's a book called Safe People by Dr. Henry Cloud and John Towns, and they are also the authors of an amazing book called Boundaries, okay? You also asked me about being behind schedule and you just can't get motivated. Being behind schedule sometimes, some of that, I believe the root of that is some maybe procrastination. And also, if you are depressed and you have anxiety, you will probably get a little bit behind schedule because you are getting worked up. You probably are getting a little overwhelmed. So you probably move at a slower pace instead of you move at a slower pace when you have too much on your plate, or you don't give your best. You don't give the best quality of work when you are overwhelmed or behind schedule. And that's probably the reason why you just can't get motivated, because it's too much and you're looking at everything that you have to do. I think a way to get motivated is to try to just do one thing at a time. one thing at a time. Don't look at everything you got to do today. Don't look at that list, because if you look at that list of everything that you have to do in a day, you'll just want to give up. All right. So that's what I suggest. Chris, that was a really, really good question.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Painted Poetry said, "When were you fully comfortable talking about your mental health with other people?" Shucks, I probably was forced to be comfortable with, because I was in an interview back in 2013, and somehow, I don't know, y'all, it just slipped out my mouth, and I told the journalist that I too had been dealing with depression. And I just remember that news being so big. It was everywhere. I believe it was on CNN. I mean, if you Google Michelle Williams struggling with depression in 2013, so many articles and interviews would pop up. But I think what made me comfortable was people pulling me to the side and thanking me for sharing my story, because it gave them courage, it gave them hope, and it made them to be brave. It made me comfortable knowing that people didn't feel alone. People did not feel alone. And so that's what made me be comfortable. You're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to be ashamed of. All right. Painted Poetry, thank you so much for that question. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. All right. Raplastic 54 says, "Has your own music helped you through mental health issues in the past?" Has my own music helped? Absolutely. One of my favorite songs that's on my album called Journey to Freedom, the song is called In the Morning. That song lets me know that everything always works out. Even if you have to go through pain on your healing journey, because healing hurts. It's just like when you're healing a wound, healing a broken limb, a broken leg, ankle, thumb. That thing hurts before it gets better, right? So that song In the Morning lets me know that everything works out all right. Everything works out just fine. So yes, I will say, yeah. Paloma Joy is saying, "Hey, does having sleep problems, does that have anything to do with mental health?" I will say yes. Anxiety, especially if you're having anxiety, you will have trouble sleeping. And do you know, too, being dehydrated, I believe, your heart rate will be elevated and pitter-pattering. So if you ever notice, there are sometimes when I'm trying to go to sleep and I can almost hear my heart about to beat out my chest. I get up and I drink a big tall glass of cold water, and I'm able to go to sleep. So check and make sure that you're not dehydrated either. I have a whole story about being severely dehydrated. Okay, I'm not ready to talk about it yet. But yes, if you sleep, there are so many reasons why you could be having sleep problems. Depression can mess up your sleep patterns, especially if it causes you to sleep during the day, or, you know, you've got so many concerns and you're just so overwhelmed. You feel like the weight of the world is on your chest. So it could have something to do with a mental health concern. So if I were you, I'd call your physician or speak with a therapist and or a psychiatrist, Paloma. I would definitely do that, okay? What are some signs that your mental health symptoms are increasing or you're experiencing burnout? What ways do you stay grounded? So this question was asked by Be Time and Unwind. I want to bring some correction here. What are some signs that your mental health symptoms are increasing? There's no such thing as mental health symptoms. You can have mental health issues. So I want to say you probably meant, what are some signs that mental health issues are increasing? The reason why I want to say that, because we all have mental health, but everybody does not have mental illness. Everybody has physical health, but everybody does not have a physical illness. Everybody has reproductive health, but everybody does not have illness as it relates to their reproductive system. Everybody has cardiovascular health, but everybody does not have illness related to their cardiovascular system. So again, everyone has mental health. We all have mental health, the health of our mental, the health of our mind, the health of our emotions, the health of our brain. So I will correct the question and say, what are some signs that mental health illness is increasing? Irritation, maybe acting out of character. You're finding yourself isolating yourself. You're losing interest in activities that you once had interest in all of a sudden. Profound sadness, profound hopelessness, suicidal thoughts. You know what I mean? Those are signs that's alerting you to get your mental health checked. All right. Now, what are some signs that you're experiencing burnout? Oh my gosh. Sometimes when you're experiencing burnout, you don't want to get up. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to answer the phone. You're just done. And that can feel like depression. What ways do I stay grounded? Honey, I love being at home. I love my space. I curated an amazing environment of peace. But I also watch what conversations I'm having. Certain conversations with whom I'm having conversations with. I don't fool with nobody that I feel drained after I am in your presence, or you're talking about people, or you're always criticizing others. You're always just negative. Even though some people need the light that's on the inside of you, but man, I can't surround myself with that all the time. Warren Cottrell says, will the chaos ever end? Will joy and peace ever be consistent? Yes. Yes. You are in control of that. Warren, you are in control of peace and joy being consistent. It's a decision. When things happen in your life, you have a choice in how you want to respond to it. Now, there can be tragic things that happen in your life, right? Someone could pass away unexpectedly, and the natural human response is to be sad, to be in shock. But make sure you don't stay in that sadness. Make sure you don't stay in that shock. And make sure you try to celebrate what that person meant to you. A relationship could end. And you're trying to figure out, will joy and peace ever be my portion? And it will. One day you just have to make it a decision that I no longer want this depression or this sadness or this hole in my heart to destroy my peace and my joy. All right? Beyonce Japan says, my boyfriend tells me he has something wrong with his body, like headache, stomach ache, leg hurts, ear hurts, and there is nothing wrong. I think it comes from anxiety. What should people like me, his girlfriend, do? That's a great question. anxiety can make you have a headache. Anxiety can make your stomach hurt. Anxiety can make you have diarrhea. There are so many things. And I'm so thankful that you were brave to ask this question. If I were you, I would definitely have him to be honest emotionally about how he's feeling. Not necessarily the physical, like the headache and the stomach. Is he nervous about something? Is he afraid of something? Is he going through a transition? Does he have a new job? Did he move? Is he going through some type of transition in his home and in his family at work? What is going on that is bringing these physical symptoms on? And also, anxiety can also be rooted in fear. Anxiety can also be rooted in false stories that we tell ourselves, and then you work yourself up into a headache. So just make sure that you're not riling yourself up about something that's not even gonna happen, over something that's not even true.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I don't know how to say this name, but it looks like Juby Jello says, what is your best advice to get out of a rut? Depression has me debilitated and it's been very hard to get out of, even with professional help, self-affirmation, and prescribed medication. I'm finding it harder to break from these cycles and keep up momentum. Wow. Thank you for asking that question. And I hug you. I just give you a virtual hug for your courage and bravery to ask the question on such a public platform. I think mindset is everything. The will. We can overcome things just by what we think and what we decide. Listen, I've been there. Everything that you said, depression has you debilitated and it's very hard to get out of. Even with professional help, self-affirmation, prescribed medication. I know exactly how you feel. You don't want to get out the bed. You can't do anything. But what helped me get out the rut is that life goes on. The world didn't stop. I was wasting so many of my precious days and time, and I refused to let depression win. I'm sorry. I refused to let it win. There are some people who you might have to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life, but you refuse to let the ailment win. They probably told you, you know what, you're going to have to be in a wheelchair the rest of your life. But you said, okay, you were sad. You were depressed about it. Life as you knew it, you don't know it anymore. It has changed. But I love when people, like, you see people, they have that physical condition. They can no longer walk, but they still go to work every day. They still live. Some still get married and have children. And it's like they refuse to let an ailment get the best of them. They refuse to let it win until God has the final say of my life and when I take my last breath. So until I take my last breath, I refuse to let depression win. I refuse to let depression debilitate me. I refuse. Like I said, life is going to happen and people are going to be people. They're going to piss you off. They're going to make you sad. They're going to betray you. You're going to have relationships that fall apart. But I refuse to respond with depression. I refuse to respond and lay up in the bed for weeks and months at a time because something didn't go right. Now, I will feel my feelings. I'll allow myself to be frustrated. I'll allow myself to be sad. I'll allow myself to be angry. I'll allow myself to even be concerned, afraid. But I refuse to stay there. Feel the feeling and let it pass through. Feel it and let it pass through. Juby, I love you. Praying for you. Praying for you. Wow. I'm going to answer the rest of these in another episode because I want to get to checking in my book. Because like I said, it marks 1 year of its release. 1 year this week. Checking in. Y'all, we've been checking in for about a year. How amazing. And some of y'all that have asked me some questions, I picked this chapter out. Once again, I'm reading from the limited edition, the Target edition, okay? That came with a journal and prompts in the back of the book. And on page 236, it says, when you're not yourself. Maybe there's been a season of your life when you're just not yourself. Maybe you were tangled up in an addiction. Maybe you were fooled into thinking you were someone other than who you really were. Maybe you were driven by something else. What were the signs signaling that you were not being who you really are? That's a question I'm gonna ask you. Was there anyone in your life who told you the truth? And how did you respond? If someone had asked me, what was to blame for my engagement ending? Depression or a chemical imbalance in my brain or the enemy or myself? The answer I'd have given would have been yes, all of those things. But I also want to highlight the fact that we all have a personal responsibility to make choices that protect what we value. That is to say that at any point, I could have made the choice to protect my relationship from all of those threats. I really could have, y'all. I could have made better choices. Now, I know it takes two. I wasn't the only person in the relationship, but as far as what I could have done, there was one specific choice that I could have made, and that was not to do that god-awful reality show. Y'all, I want to tell you, I knew better. There were other factors where people, there, you know, Michelle, you can share your story. There are so many people rooting for you. You can encourage people. But I was like, man, there are other ways I could have shared my story and encourage people. For example, this podcast. You know what I mean? I ignored that gut feeling in my stomach that said, do not do the show. But I thought it was just my nerves, y'all. I really did. Never again. Anywho. Identify the situation in your life today over which you have influence and name the step you will take today to begin to rectify it. Whew. Don't live labeled. Before The Masked Singer, I'd labeled myself finished in the music industry. No one was telling me that, but I had certainly said it to myself. Maybe you've given yourself labels that were never meant for you. Useless, unwanted, and unloved. What are the labels you've given yourself that don't describe who you really are? Take some time with this one, quietly meditating and noticing what comes to mind. After you've taken time to realize what labels you've given yourself that aren't really yours, close your eyes and imagine peeling them off one by one. Then write them down right here. What labels are more true about who you are? Wow, this is so good. Habits we use as crutches. If we're depending on a few glasses of wine every evening or going out to bars with our girls, we may not be quick to name our behavior as problematic. We'll couch it using other language like unwinding or having fun. When we face our behaviors honestly, though, God helps us overcome these temptations. So take some time to be quiet with God and ask His Spirit to open your eyes and open your heart to notice any crutches you've been using. Note anything that comes to mind.
Sus, bruh.
Keep it real, because this isn't for the eyes of others. It's for you. Y'all, I could go on and on about this journal that's in the back of checking in, but I'll read this last part. I want you to begin to notice the labels that most accurately identify who you are. Until you gather a bunch of your own, I welcome you to use these. Redeemed, forgiven, whole, pure, blameless, and good. All right? Oh, I'm so excited that I got to sit here with you guys and just share and reflect, answer some questions. And y'all, we have made it to season two, and happy birthday to my book, Checking In. I look back at the woman that was on the cover of this book. I look back even at the woman who even wrote this book. And to be honest, the woman that I am today probably would have written a different book. But nothing is ever wasted. No experience is ever wasted at all. There's been so much restoration, so much reconciliation, and so much recompense that I can't even begin to describe it. So I love y'all. Continue checking in, continue telling people about this podcast. And again, thank you to everybody that submitted questions. If I did not get to your question on this episode, I'll get to them in a future episode. But I'm thankful for you guys. Wow, I'm holding back the... Somebody's cutting onions. I'm thankful for y'all. I really am. Y'all have no idea. I hope you really know that. I hope you know how thankful I am. And I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Until next time, keep checking in.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.